Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Pavli, Daf Kupyud. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Aleph, Med Aleph, at the Mishnah. Hamoitzi shtachoi vel chaveiroi, v'alam hoitzi shemochol ha-sasadeh, admoin oime ilo ha-chayev ha-yisi lecha ha-yo lecha v'pora eshocha kushemachal li es-sasadeh. Admoin says that if Reuben showed a document saying that Shimon owes him money, and Shimon showed a document that Reuben sold him a field, Shimon can say, if I owed you the money, you should have taken the money for payment when sold the field to me. Chacham say that Reuben was clever to sell the land to him, because now he can take it for collateral from him. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah says that this is when the money paid is worth at least as much as the field. If not, all agree that Reuben does not collect, he would not suffer a loss in order to get collateral. Rabbi Yossi says, it's even when the money paid is not worth as much, he accepted a loss in order to collect his debt. The Gemara will think about it, if the buyer already had land, he could have collected without selling to him. Yochel hu mei malei karka tav anaboy. The Gemara answers that he can say, I wanted to collect from him good land. The Gemara will think about it, if the buyer already had good land, how can we answer? Yochel mei malei didi anaboy. The answer is he can say, I wanted only my land, I don't want another person's land. Or another answer to both questions is further, he can say, I lack the strength to bear the toil of two lands. We come to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Admon says if two bought loan documents against each other, the one whose document is later can say, if I truly owed you, why did you borrow from me? You should have collected your debt. The Chachamim say that this one collects his document, and that one collects his document. The Gemara says, Ze lava mize mana, ze lava mize masayim, v'huna ama espalgun, v'nachmula yakob, v'sheshis, chadama yetzi mana, keneged mana, v'huna ama, The Gemara says that if this one borrowed 100 from that one, and that one borrowed 200 from this one, Rav Huna said that Rav Nachman, Rav Yaakov, and Rav Sheshis argued about this. One said that 100 cancels the 100, and the one who is owed 200, he collects 100. The other said that this one collects his document, and that one collects his document. Mandama yotzi mana keneged mana, yalifla me shvarim tamim, shechavlo ze vazeh, Mishamim b'moisa chatzi nezek. The one who says that 100 cancels 100, he learns it from tam oxen, which is oxen which don't habitually gore, that wounded each other. The one that damaged more pays half the excess damage. Mandama ze gave shtar choyve ze gave shtar choyve yalef le mirabanu da'admein. The one who said that this one collects his document and this one collects that his document learns from the rabbanu of admein. And she says the idach the rabbanu da'admein moidi she yotzi mana keneged mana. The other opinion holds that Rabbanon of Admon agree that 100 cancels 100. However, because Admon said, if I owed you, why did you borrow from me? The first document is totally batel. The Chacham needs to say that this one collects his document and this one collects his document to show that both documents are valid, but really only the bigger creditor collects the excess of his document over the other. Machal shall masayim, she said, Vishal mana, lay machal, mandama yotzi, mana keneged mana, shikra yotza, mana keneged mana, mandama ze goiva shtachoiva, with a goiva shtachoiva, oiso shemachal in a goiva, or oiso shalay machal goiva. If the creditor, means the one who is owed 200, pardoned the creditor of 100, the one who says that 100 cancels 100, the debt of 100 was already cancelled. The one who said that this one collects his document and this one collects his document, the one who pardons does not collect, and the one who didn't pardon, he collects. If the creditor of 200 wrote a document, and the creditor of 100 did not write a document, but the borrower admits that he owes, the one who says that 100 cancels 100, 100 was already cancelled, so the creditor of 200 collects only 100 from the Mishabodim.
The one who said that this one collects his document and this one collects his document,
The one who wrote collects the entire debt from Meshuvadim. The one who did not write does not collect anything from Meshuvadim. He can collect from the Meshuvadim that his opponent is collected, for with respect to him, it's B'nai Chayrin, unless other creditors have earlier loans against him. And in any case, the opinions argue about how much is collected from Meshuvadim of the one who borrowed through a document. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Shalosh Arad Sos L'Nesurin, Yehuda, Eivra Yardin, V'Galil, Eimoitzim, Me'ir Le'ir, L'Mikrach Le'krach. The Mishnah says there are three regions of Eretz Yisrael regarding marriage: Yehuda, the east of the Yarden, and the Galil. One cannot force her husband to move from one small city to another small city, or from one large city to another large city of a different region. However, Isa Ha'aretz, Meitzim, Me'ir Le'ir, Mikrach Le'krach, V'Lo Me'ir Le'krach, V'Lo Mikrach Le'ir. Within the same region, one can force to move from small city to small city, or from large city to large city, but not from small city to large city, or from large city to a small city. Meitzim, Menaveh Arar, Lenaveh Yofer, Avalo Menaveh Yofer, Lenaveh Arar. One can force to move from a bad place to a nice place, but not from a nice place to a bad place. V'shem Gamlil Oimer, Aflo Menaveh Arar, Lenaveh Yofer, Shenaveh Yofer, Vedeg. V'shem Gamlil says one cannot force even from a bad place to a nice place, because living in a nice place weakens. Masnisa Kishahoya should say Mi Yehuda Venasa Vegalil, Vegalil Venasa Vyehuda, Avalem Haya Vyehuda Venasa Isha should say Vyehuda Vegalil Venasa Isha Vegalil, Kaifenoise Lersis. The Gemara says that our Mishnah discusses one who was from Yehuda and married a woman in Galil, or he was from Galil and married a woman in Yehuda, but if he was from Yehuda and married a woman in Yehuda, or he was from Galil and married a woman in Galil, and later she fled to her father's house in another region, we force her to leave to return to her husband's place. Ani Ploini Shemi Yehuda Venasa Isha Mi Yehuda Koifenoisa Lerseis Megalil Ein Koifenoisa Lerseis Ani Ploini Shemi Galil Venasa Isha Megalil Koifenoisa Lerseis Mi Yehuda Ein Koifenoisa Lerseis. If one wrote at the time of the Nesuin, I, Ploini from Yehuda, married a woman in Yehuda, and then she fled to Galil, we force her to leave, means to return to her husband's place. If he married her in Galil, we don't force her to leave. I, Ploini from Galil, married a woman from Galil, we force her to leave. If he married her in Yehuda, we do not force her to leave. Tani Meitzim Meir Shuruba Akum Leir should say Shuruba Yisrael, Avalai Meir say Shuruba Yisrael Leir Shuruba Akum. One can force to move from a city that's mostly Gentiles to a city that's mostly Yisrael, but not from a city that's mostly Yisrael to a city that's mostly Gentiles. Minayin Shanaveh HaYofer Boidek. What's the source that living in a nice place is Boidek, which means it weakens? Levi B'Shem Rabbi Chama B'Shem Chanina. Pented Bakeni Hara Umati. The answer is from Rav Levi quoting Rav Chama, quoting Chanina. He brings from the Pasuk in Bereishis, Yotef, lest the evil will cling to me and I shall die. The Mishreb Asamach Lahara, Rat Omer Achin, Elamikan, Shanova Yafe Baidig. Lot was in the plain and close to the mountain and said that he would die in the mountain. Can you say this? There is better over there. Rather, this teaches that a nice place is Baidig.